Keeping a child safe can seem like a never-ending task. For some parents, it starts much sooner than they'd planned, with the birth of a premature baby. Commentator Alexa Stevenson had a preemie of her own and knows too well the difficult journey from the hospital home.
When a baby is born small and early, miracle is a word you hear a lot. Miracle babies, they call them. But miracle implies a lack of effort. It's a fluke, as if some benevolent hand of God slid from the heavens to prod a tiny heart into beating. My daughter Simone was born more than 3 months early, weighing just over a pound and a half. It's a weight more suited to a kitten than a whole human baby, and like a kitten, Simone's eyes were still fused shut when she was born. It was weeks before she could open them to see me, standing next to her isolette in the hospital where she would spend her first 96 days. My tiny daughter had more than half a dozen blood transfusions, heart surgery, and so many chest x-rays, I'm frankly surprised she doesn't glow in the dark. There was nothing easy about her survival. It wasn't a miracle. It was work. The work of nurses and neonatologists, of medical researchers, and of me, hunched over my wheezing breast pump. The neonatal intensive care unit is a relatively modern invention. Simone's pulmonologist tells me that when he was a resident, they had no ventilators for premature babies. Instead, nurses delivered breath to their charges with the manual bellows-like contraptions you see on primetime medical dramas. These nurses worked in shifts, squeezing the bag at one-second intervals. For hours. Puff, Mississippi. Puff, Mississippi. Puff, Mississippi. We don't know much about long-term outcomes for micropreemies like mine. Their survival is still a recent phenomenon. We do know that they are at risk for asthma, learning disabilities, and a host of other troubles. Most days, though, I forget. I worry more about my lackluster baby-proofing than the lingering effects of prematurity. Simone is a happy, cat-chasing toddler now. But for the parent staring through plexiglass at a daughter the size of a soda can, nothing is certain yet, and miracles seem a long way off.
Alexa Stevenson writes online at flotsamblog.com.